Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on polishing a DJ intro for a deep jungle atmosphere. In drum and bass, the intro is not just the first 16 bars. It's the handshake between tracks. It's the space where a DJ can beat match, phrase match, and feel the vibe before the drop lands. And for deep jungle, that intro needs to feel dark, dusty, spacious, and rhythmic without giving away too much energy too early. So in this lesson, we're going to build an intro that feels DJ-friendly, atmospheric, tight in the low end, and properly arranged with enough movement to stay interesting. We'll use stock Ableton devices, and we'll think like both a producer and a selector. First, zoom out and set up your phrasing. For a jungle or DNB intro, 8, 16, or 32 bars all make sense depending on the tune. For this lesson, we're aiming for a 32-bar intro because that gives us room to create a proper evolution. Think of it like this. The first 8 bars are atmosphere and texture. Bars 9 to 16 bring in drum hints and motion. Bars 17 to 24 introduce a bass tease and tension, and bars 25 to 32 become the launch point into the next section. In Ableton, set your tempo to something like 172 or 174 BPM, turn on the arrangement loop, and drag it across 32 bars. If you like, place markers every 8 bars so you can clearly shape the energy. The big idea here is to keep the first section predictable enough that a DJ can mix into it cleanly. You do not want to surprise the selector too early. You want to give them somewhere to sit. Now let's build the atmosphere. A deep jungle intro lives or dies by its ambience, so start with multiple layers instead of one giant pad. That's a big production mindset shift right there. Don't ask one sound to do everything. Ask several sounds to do one job each. Start with a dark bed ambience. This could be a long atmospheric sample, a synth texture, or a pad that feels foggy rather than melodic. A solid stock chain would be hybrid reverb, EQ8, auto filter, and utility. Keep the reverb dark, with a high cut around 6 to 8kHz, and trim the low end with a high pass around 120 to 200hz. If the sound gets boxy, cut some of that 300 to 600hz area. Then use auto filter with slow movement, just enough to make it breathe. If the sound can handle width, open utility to maybe 120 or 130%, but don't overdo it. This layer should feel like fog, not a synth lead. Next, add a vinyl, room, or tape-style texture. This could be crackle, hiss, field recording, or even a very quiet noise loop. Keep it subtle. High pass it aggressively, maybe add a bit of auto pan for motion, and if you want more grit, a touch of redux can help. This layer is not there to be noticed directly. It's there to make the intro feel alive in the air. Then add a tone or motif. This can be a short 2-4 note fragment, a detuned bell, a Rhodes hit, a filtered restab, or a reversed piano tail. Keep it sparse. In jungle, a little mystery goes a long way. Try an instrument rack with a detuned synth, then add echo, reverb, EQ8, and maybe saturator for a bit of edge. The motif should hint at identity without taking over the whole intro. Now we move to the drums. A DJ intro in DNB needs drum cues that imply the groove without fully exploding immediately. You want the listener to feel the break, not get the full drop energy too soon. That means filtered break slices, ghost percussion, hats, and room hits. One approach is chopped break fragments. Load a classic break into simpler or slice it into a drum rack. Keep only the kick, snare, ghost hits, and a few hat fragments. Start sparse, then increase density as the intro unfolds. On the break bus, try drum bus, EQ8, glue compressor, and saturator. Keep drum bus subtle, with controlled drive and only a little crunch. On glue compressor, use a gentle ratio like 2 to 1. A slower attack, so transients breathe, and aim for only 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. Then use saturator with soft clip on for a little harmonic thickness. Another great layer is ghost percussion. Use shakers, rim shots, and distant hats. High pass them around 300 to 500hz. Add some stereo movement with autopan, and send them to a dark reverb rather than a bright one. This gives motion without making it feel like the full drop has already arrived. Now let's talk about low end, because this is where a lot of jungle intros get messy. For a DJ intro, the low end should be present but disciplined. DJs need room to blend subs and kicks, so your intro should avoid muddying that transition. In the first 8 bars, avoid a full bass line unless the concept specifically calls for it. If you want to tease the bass, keep it very restrained. Use a short res fragment or a single sub note, filter it low, and keep it centered. Utility is your friend here. Keep the width narrow on bass layers, maybe even fully mono if needed. Use EQ8, to high-pass non-bass sounds aggressively and clean up that 200 to 400 Hz area if the mix starts to cloud up. If you want some stabilization, saturator or drum bus can help tame peaks and add body without making things wider. If you do bring in a bass tease, make it feel like a shadow, not a statement. It should hint at weight, not claim the whole floor. Once the layers are in place, it's time to create movement through automation. This is where the intro starts to feel polished instead of looped. In this style, small moves matter a lot. A tiny filter shift or a 1 to 3 dB send change can create more tension than a huge obvious sweep. That's a real pro detail. Automate reverb dry slash wet. Filter cutoff. Delay feedback. Drum layer volume. Stereo width. Noise bed level. Saturation drive and sends to return tracks. Across bars 1 to 8, open the filter slightly on the ambience and keep the drums very restrained. Bars 9 to 16 can introduce a second percussion layer and some delay throws on selected hits. Bars 17 to 24 are where the bass tease or sub-rumble comes in, while the ambience gets slightly tighter. Then bars 25 to 32 should introduce your transition element, like a reverse crash, snare lift, impact, or fill, while also clearing space so the next section can land cleanly. Ableton's automation lanes make this easy. Just remember to keep the curves musical. Unless you want a hard-edge transition, avoid sudden awkward jumps. Now let's make good use of return tracks. Return tracks are huge in this kind of mix, because they give you depth without cluttering the source tracks. Set up a dark reverb return using hybrid reverb, EQ8, and possibly a gate if you want a more tense chop tail. Keep the decay dark, high cut around 6 to 8 kHz and low cut around 200 Hz. Then make a dub delay return with an echo, EQ8, and maybe redux or saturator if you want grime. Try tempo synced values like quarter notes, dotted eighths, or sixteenths depending on the groove. Low pass the delay so it sits behind the drums, not on top of them. A third return can be dirt or texture, using saturator, amp, or pedal for lo-fi color. When you send a little bit of drums, motif, and effects into these returns, the intro starts to feel like it exists in a real space, not just on a timeline. Next, we need to shape the transitions. A DJ intro should have clear phrase cues. Even if it's atmospheric, the listener should feel when the arrangement is about to shift. Great transition elements for D&B include reversed cymbal swells, impact hits, tape stops or pitch down moments, tom rolls, snare builds with ghost notes, filtered noise sweeps, and bass ramps or sub drops. Use simpler or sampler for reversed one-shots, auto filter for tension sweeps, vinyl distortion for grit, echo for thrown transitions, and reverb for reverse tails. A practical move is to place a reverse crash on the last beat of bar 8 or 16, then add a snare fill over bars 15 to 16 or 31 to 32. Throw a delay on one selected hit before the drop point, and then slightly reduce the competing ambience right before the next section. That makes the drop feel bigger because the space opens up around it. Once the individual layers are working, group them and process the intro as a bus. A simple intro bus chain could be a EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and a limiter only if needed. Use a EQ8 to remove rumble and mud, especially around 250 to 400 Hz. Use glue compressor gently for cohesion, not for smashing. Saturator can add density and soft clip peaks if needed. The limiter should only catch rare spikes. For DJ use, leave headroom. The intro should feel solid, but not over-limited. DJs need dynamic room to blend. Now check your mono compatibility. Deep jungle atmospheres can sound amazing in stereo and collapse badly in mono, if you're careless. So audition the intro with utility collapse to mono. Make sure the key drums and low-end elements still read clearly. Avoid wide low-frequency reverb. Keep the bass T centered. Also check the intro at lower volume. If the mood disappears, when the volume drops, the arrangement is depending too much on loudness instead of texture and placement. This is also where the thinking shift really matters. Think like a DJ, not just a producer. Your intro needs to give the next track somewhere to sit. Leave space in the mid-range around 1 to 3 kHz so another track's drums, vocals, or bass can blend without fighting yours. Use contrast instead of constant density. Alternate between hollow sections and slightly fuller phrases so the listener feels progression. And make sure one element leads the ear at a time. Ambience, then a percussion tick, then a ghost snare, then the bass tease. If everything speaks at once, the arrangement gets blurry. If you want some advanced variation ideas, here are a few directions you can take. For an underwater intro, lightly use redux on the ambience, slow auto filter movement, echo with reduced high end, and a bit of sidechain compression on the texture layer from a ghost kick that gives you a submerged, hazy opening that still pulses rhythmically for a warehouse tension vibe. Shorten the room reverb on percussion, add a metallic hit every 4 or 8 bars, distort the drum return slightly, and pull back some of the stereo width. That creates a colder, more physical intro that feels ready for a massive system. If you want a broken amen reveal, expose the break in stages. Bars 1 to 4 can be ambience and a couple of ghost hits. Bars 5 to 8 bring in kick fragments. Bars 9 to 12 add snare ghosts and hat skips. Bars 13 to 16 finally release a more recognizable break shape. That kind of reveal works brilliantly when you want the intro to feel like it's waking up. You can also do a bass shadow intro, where the bass is almost invisible but still implied. Layer a sub note with noise, heavily low pass it, add just a touch of harmonics with saturator, and let it appear only on phrase endings. That creates weight before the full bass line even arrives. And if this is meant to be a real DJ tool, keep the first 8 bars very mix-friendly, leave stable 4-bar sections, avoid big melodic changes too early, and make the transition point obvious with a filler impact. Here's a solid practice exercise to lock it in.